A Bible translator falls victim to terrorists in Cameroon. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Details on this unfolding tragedy in a moment. Refugees find hope in Christ despite mounting societal pressure. The Fulani herdsmen are known to frequent Nigeria. However, their nomadic lifestyles brought them to Cameroon. And on Sunday, Angus Abraham Fung, a Bible translator participating in the Wycliffe Bible Translators movement, was killed in his home during an attack by the Fulani herdsmen. Fung's wife and another person who was staying in their home managed to escape. The why for the attack remains fuzzy. However, it's likely related to the escalating conflict in Cameroon, coined as the Anglophone Crisis. Effie Tembon of Oasis Network for Community Transformation says,
one of the big issues there is that the government, with a more international pressure getting on the Cameroon government, they have been trying to provoke a religious war to just create chaos.
We're laying out the details of the conflict in Cameroon and this attack in the full story at missionnews.org. For now, pray for Fung's wife and the rest of Cameroon.
Pray that God will help intervene to resolve the conflict. There are many people who are suffering. The government has burned more than 200 villages. This has been going on for 3 years now. Many, many villages have been burned. And this is not getting into the Western media. And also pray for the people who are suffering. That more than 700,000 people have been displaced. Many of these people are in the forest. Some have crossed over to Nigeria. And so praying that God will help all these people.
Next, if you think packing up and moving your home is hard, try moving a national capital. We talked yesterday about Indonesia's plan to migrate their capital from Jakarta to Borneo. Overpopulation has played a big part in this decision. The nation is largely Muslim, and Islamic authorities are even paying people to relocate to less populated areas. But this has impact on the rural Christians.
You take a majority population and you move them into areas like Papua, which is in the far eastern part of the Indonesian region. You then start changing the demographics of that area, where Christians had been the majority in Papua. Now they're being overtaken by Muslims that are being migrated into that arena.
That's Bruce Smith with Wycliffe Associates. Their ministry supports Bible translation in Indonesia. And while population shifts could affect translation work, the gospel isn't being stamped out.
The church inside of Indonesia is taking the lead to get Bible translation into all of the minority languages. This is no longer a task that has to be imported by foreigners. The good news is that they know how to navigate the internal sensitivities much better than external foreigners are able to do so.
We can help you find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And host countries are pressuring Syrian refugees, saying things are safe enough now that they can go back home. But is that actually the case? Nuna of Triumphant Mercy says although there are some economic reasons that refugees might want to stay in their host countries, there's also real danger back home.
There's also truth in the pressure and in the difficulties of some families to go back because of being deserting the army or because of the alliance, their allegiance against the government. If they proclaim themselves against the government, going back to Syria under this government would be a bit difficult. So you have both ways.
Pressure to move on is taking its toll on already struggling refugees.
People started to feel safe. People started to feel that they can start a life, that they, you know, they got out of the trauma. And now with everything, the trauma is back. So now they sleep not knowing if at 4 in the morning the camp will not be surrounded by the military to just come and take people, you know, to prison.
Pray for the refugees making impossible decisions about their future and ask God to grant wisdom and strength to ministries like Triumphant Mercy. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. You might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. This month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.